Hello?
What did she say about the vaccine? Hang on a second. What did she say about the vaccine? Oh, sorry. Wait.
Plug it in there.
Yeah. So, because I saw a story like, oh, it's conservatives who aren't taking the vaccine. It's Republicans. You know, yeah, that's right. Those who love the Lord, those who love America. But remember what the woman who had the open affair with the married man said during the election.
If the Trump administration approves the vaccine before or after the election, should Americans take it, and would you take it?
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
So I think they call that vaccine hesitancy. And then the man
stole what, baby?
And then the man parading to be the president said this, what, 60 days ago?
I want to be clear about what the CDC is saying and what the CDC is not saying. The CDC is saying they have concluded that fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Well, that's cleared up. Angela Fox, conservative commentator, what's going on?
Listen. I think people, when these leftists or scaredy cat businesses start to impose mask mandates again, this is what everyone needs to say. Show me the double-blind studies that this works, because every study I've seen shows that it doesn't work, because the virus particle is 0.1 microns in size, and the best mask, which is an N95 mask that is commercially available, but not really, only stops virus particles that are 0.6 microns in size. So it does nothing. This is kabuki theater, and I'm not doing it. And didn't we learn in 1918 after the Spanish flu that masks don't work? Haven't you dummies figured it out yet? That's what people need to be saying. We're not going back.
Well, the main thing is just tell people, all right, real quick, can men have periods and can men get pregnant? Go.
Yes.
And the minute they go, a man can have a baby, a man can have a period, we're like, hey, we're good. Thanks for the expert medical advice and the insight. So this is just collapsing on them, Angela Box.
It's collapsing on them, and luckily in Texas, it seems to not have an effect yet. But I imagine the big conglomerate stores, Target, Walmart, the rest of the, you know, left-wing suck-ups are going to try and go back to that. And people have got to start – they're going to have to start being uncomfortable. They're going to have to start being okay with confrontation, saying, I'm not doing this anymore. Drop your crap and walk out of the store. And if enough people do that, they'll get the message. But people have to stop going along to get along. Seriously. It's time.
Yeah. Well, I most likely, if there is a lockdown, I don't know if there will be, because right now there's so many holes. The fact that I'm playing Joe Biden saying 60 days ago, whatever, you don't need to wear your mask. I know the local stations are not allowed to, but the fact that that's out there, it's going to be really hard to lock down the country. Yes, people who got bailout money or threats from the government to the companies, will they try? Yeah. And it would suck living in California right now, Angela Box, or New York, but not in Texas.
It would really suck. And, well, what's going to be even more glaring as this goes on when they try and push the lockdowns, which they absolutely will. I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind they're going to do this. And for one, guys, I'm just going to big picture this. Eyes on the audits. This has always been about, you know, first it was getting rid of Donald Trump, and then they realized how much power and control they have, and they're not going to want to give that up. But audit information is coming out, so they're going to try and mask and lock down and distract you from that. But the big glaring thing that we're going to notice is the difference between red states and blue states, because red states like Florida, Texas, are going to go on with our lives. We're not going to do this anymore. We're done. We're not going back. And the blue states are going to, you know, just collapse in their misery, and it's going to be so obvious. It's like the blue states are going to look to us like children looking through a window at a toy that they want really bad. They're like, oh, mommy, can I have it, please? And their mommy says, no, and grabs them away from the window. And they're going to realize that the red states aren't dropping dead, that we're thriving. and it's just going to prove what a massive scam and a hoax and a lie this has all been for the last 18 months.
Yep. The same thing will probably happen to the struggling local dying TV stations, too, with their news. That they're all of a sudden, like they're right now, I know there's a lot of inside turmoil. There's a lot of the next ivory hackers, it appears, in my most humblest opinion, are gathering video and audio of news directors. That's probably going to happen, too, most likely in red states before blue states, Angela Box, where they'll come forward and the person will be on record going, "You're not covering that story. That makes Biden look bad." Also, we played a snippet of a rock star conservative, Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, destroyed a local extremist liberal from the Texas Democrats who fled, who ran to D.C. They're screwed. If you were a state rep and you left Austin for D.C. and you're on dark money jets, you're begging for care packages, there's no exit strategy, man, they really screw the pooch on that one.
They screw the pooch, and I will just say this for the record. I am in the process of establishing a state general political action committee that will be exposing these Democrats come election time. So we're going to be targeting a few of these Democrats that are going to be easily taken out, and they're going down. These people, they're meeting with, you know, Grimace, a.k.a. Stacey Abrams, the big hippopotamus with the big gap in her teeth, and the Clintons over in D.C., instead of coming back and doing their job. And you know what they should do? They should have the cojones to just vote no on these election fraud bills. They should just say, no, I'm voting no on election integrity, and then defend it to their constituents. That's what they need to do. They're not going to get out of this. They're not. They're screwed.
I mean, when we saw the TV stations just bail on coverage, saying, look, we're not covering these Democrats anymore. This is a suicide mission. That was another big clue that they'd fallen apart. That and the invasion on our border by COVID-infected illegals, Yahoo News, extremely, they hate Trump. When they're in aggregate, posted, was it late yesterday, that the illegals are coming in with COVID. So at the same time, the people controlling Biden went, we need to lock down the country. Hundreds of thousands of infected illegals are coming in. It's going to be 2 million illegals total in the invasion. It's a bad day to be godless. Final thoughts, Angela Buck.
It's a bad day to be a Democrat because their ideas suck, and we're going to be exposing every last one of them. And look, there's only so far propaganda is going to take you, because eventually truth always trumps propaganda. Pun intended, I should say. The truth trumps propaganda. And these Democrats, these media types, these people running around with their hair on fire, trying to get us to run around with our hair on fire, we're not buying it. Most of us haven't bought it from the beginning, but certainly now people are not. They're not going to go back to this. And the fact that they're trying to mask children is so barbaric and so dark-sided and evil to me, because they know if they can condition children to feel fear, to feel this control mechanism, they've got them for life. That's how the communists knew it. Get the children, and you've got them for life. And that's what they're doing with these masks on these kids. It's awful. Absolutely.
I went to the car wash. I was on Saturday, and there was a mom, and maybe a daughter's like 3 or 4 years old or something, and they're sitting outside. Yeah, you wait for your car to get finished, so you wait outside. The weird, liberal, disturbed mom had a mask on, and so did this mm-hmm. little 3 or 4 year old girl. You're outside. I gave her such a look. Such a, like, child abuse look. And
not the heat. In the heat, which kills the fire.
You might as well be out in the ocean, for crying out loud. It's a better area. And I gave her such a look of, like, child abuse look. She, she got very uncomfortable. Well, forcing a little girl to wear a mask while at a car wash outside.
Here's something for you, Sam. Yesterday I was at the grocery store, and I saw this little girl running around without a parent, about 4 years old, with a mask on, just running around without a parent. So the parent loses track of their child and puts them in a mask. They're doing everything right, that parent. Congratulations.
At least they have a mask on, so they can be kidnapped. But at least they have a mask on.
Yeah, at least they have a mask on. We won't be able to describe what this child looks like, her face, as she gets kidnapped. Luckily, the store, I went up to someone. I said, this child is unaccompanied and someone grabbed her and brought her to the front, but the parent was nowhere to be found. So way to go, leftist parents.
At least the parent had a mask on the baby. That's all I'm asking.
At least she had a mask on. There you go. Virtue signaling at 4 years old. Very important.
Well, you know, it's easy to spot the weak and the godless now. It used to be a little tough because they blend in. You know, baby-killing, Jew-hating Democrats. It was really, you know, first you'd be like, I don't know, is that person over there a baby-killing, Jew-hating Democrat? I don't know. Now with the mask and forcing little kids to wear a mask, you're like, stay away from them.
Yeah,
stay away from them. They are baby-killing, Jew-hating Democrats.
Thank you for yourself.
Right.
Thank you for showing us.
Right. They're not going to put shirts on that we're Democrats, we hate Jews and love human sexual trafficking and all that stuff. You know, they're not going to wear shirts that say that. But masking them and their kids, thank you for telling us that you're in favor of human sex trafficking at the border.
Yes. Well, one final thought. Speaking of sex trafficking, many Democrats and perverts are quaking in their boots over the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff being released very soon.
Yeah.
TikTok.
What's being released? Wait.
Ghislaine Maxwell is trying to prevent certain her lawyers are trying to hold certain back from the public seeing where there's going to be a whole lot of people on those lists of people that were participating in those activities. She's trying to get it from being released.
So the Epstein, Bill Clinton pedophile story. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Damn, that's crazy. Get out of here, Angela Mark, conservative commentator, troublemaker.
That's right.
Back in a second, AM 1070, the answer.